Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Put his spirit within you, and he gave you a sign for that. You've done that. You've then handled the words of life. Your faith is built on an ancient speech. For a man that believed God, and God made it possible that man was not, because God took it. God took him. If you are able to handle the words of truth, no matter what happens to the frame, the words then that I preach will go way beyond the life of the flesh and give you something that is eternal. The Lord said, peace be unto you. Can you imagine the word of God coming, and no matter what is happening in your life, he bids peace to you. And what is peace going to do? It's going to be still. I want to make something plain to you, that not only are you handling a spirit, but you are handling the words of truth that is the resurrected God after he came up out of the ground. When you wake and your mind is conscious that I am thankful that you woke me this morning, you've gotten a hold to the words of truth and you started your day handling God. Say, now you go ahead of me. What are you doing when you do all of this? Go ahead of me and make the way safe. And then you see danger just before, and you see cars turned upside down. You see all this stuff, and he's bringing you right through it. What is happening when you ask of God and the Lord does it and make you see it? He manifests himself. I heard you. I'm going ahead of you, and I'm going to make it possible that you might not have gotten that because you asked. But because you didn't ask, I'm going to give you this, and this, and this. What is this relationship that's going on with you? And not just your spirit, but you're handling flesh and bones. And if you can handle it here, what do you think is going to be when you see it in all of its fullness, and you see the eyes that made you? And you say, you weren't visible, but I knew it was you. And I handled you from afar by faith. I took everything that was written and I believed it. And when it came time for my bones to live again, it had everything possible already. And when my flesh and blood wanted me to have a confederacy with it and go against everything God has said, I wasn't able to let the thing that give me life just walk away and I have no profit. Because if I die, I shall not ever live. So therefore, I make a conscious decision. What did the word of the Lord say for me to do? I will be an army and a soldier for the word of the Lord. When others that walk with you say they're going to have a cocktail hour, whenever you're known saints to have a cocktail hour, what are you going to drink? Cocktails? What is it for saints to advertise we're like the world? No such thing. Amen. Saints cannot be like the world. Amen. Saints have to be sober. Amen. So you can't drink cocktails. Amen. Or even tail cocks. You can't have it. Why? You're not going to be in your right mind. The people tell you they sell spirits. Amen. They put it on the door, spirits. Amen. And it ain't the Spirit of God you're going to be drinking. Amen. And it'll be the Spirit of God that shows itself when you take off all your clothes and run up the street naked. That's the devil. Now, you can handle that, or you can handle the words of life. The preference and the decision is yours. Luke 24. This is going to be a simple one. And it's going to be a quick one. 24. Yes.
Verse.
You can start me at 36 and take me slow. It's going to be a quick slow. This is a slow hooker. Because I want you all to understand today, every time the word of the Lord comes to mind, you are handling God.
Thank the Lord.
You're handling God Almighty. And here's your opportunity to decide, do I want to, out of this frame, live again? Or do I want to, in this frame, die, and that's the end of me? And you'll hear a soul say, I'm so glad the man of God stood in the way of the gap for me to make me come from the left and go to the right. Because that's where he's gathering the people of God, to the right.
And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them.
Here's Jesus now. I need you to back up in your minds and put yourself in this position. You are doing your daily things. And then all of a sudden, a word from heaven come in your spirit.
Jesus himself stood in the midst of them.
Here the Lord come in your midst and speak.
And said unto them,
Glendy,
peace be unto you.
What just happened?
Peace was given.
Amen.
There is now a conversation about to go on with Glendy
and God.
Is your pressure high? Is your sugar high, Glendy? I don't know, Lord. Thou knowest. There is about to be a situation that I got to notice. Wow, it is high. Now you think I'm going to let the Lord just walk away and I don't say I know you are able to do anything?
Yes.
You see what's happening? I'm having a conversation with God. I am handling the words of life. It is in my heart. And all the things of life flows from the heart. So when God sits down in your midst and there's trouble, and then all of a sudden you don't know how you got calm. So calm in the midst of a storm. You are now handling the words of life. You and God about to have a conversation. And he's about to do something between you and him. You're not going to let him go. And he's not. And you'll come to him and say, I won't let you go until I'm blessed. And after I'm blessed, I'm going to be greedy and I'm not going to let you go there. I'm not going to let you go until I am in the kingdom that's in the cloud. And I'm on the right side. Peace be unto you.
But they were terrified and affrighted.
They got frightened.
And supposed that they...
they had been handling a spirit.
They had seen a spirit.
But what was it?
And he said unto them...
here come God.
Why are ye troubled?
Why are you now troubled?
A And why do thoughts arise?
Why does thoughts arise
in your heart?
In your heart?
Behold,
it is I.
My hands and my feet.
Come now. What have I done for you that I've touched?
Amen. Yes, sir.
What have I done with you? That you could feel my hand upon
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
That it is.
It's me.
Yes, Lord.
I myself.
And then Nehemiah said, I felt
thank
a pulse.
Yes.
He said, I knew that was God.
Yes.
You had your moments.
Yes, Lord.
Where you're walking and it feels like in a dark place. Yes. And then all of a sudden you feel the lightness of God coming with you and bringing you joy and bringing you out of the dungeons of hell.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He said, now handle my feet. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Behold my hands
where
and my feet.
You want to go? Walk thou with me.
Yeah.
Come with me. It's me.
That it is.
Say, if it's you, Lord, that I see, Lord, that is on the water, if you bid me
yes.
come,
yes.
I'll come. Come. I'll come to you.
Yes, Lord.
And with me.
Come now and don't let me just stand here yes. and you don't handle
yes.
Yes. Come touch me.
Yes, Lord.
And prove it to yourself.
Yes.
That I'm God Almighty.
Yes.
I am He that once was dead, but I am now alive.
For a spirit hath not flesh.
A spirit
has not flesh and bones.
And don't have the resurrected God.
As you see me have.
As you see that I have.
And when he had thus spoken,
when God had thus spoken,
he showed them his hands mm-hmm. and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat?
Are we going to have supper together?
And they gave him a piece of broiled fish.
Are we going to have a meal together?
And honeycomb.
You're going to come because there is something that was preached to your bones is going to come to your mind. You're going to sup yes. with that thing that the man of God has already preached.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And he took it.
And you're going to set it down
before that.
And you're going to have a meal. You're going to say, Lord, I cannot live by bread alone. Alone.
No, but by every word.
Yes, Lord.
But if you
speak,
yes, speak to me.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
And make yourself known.
Yes, Lord. I live forever.
To me.
Yes.
Your words will give me life everlasting.
Praise God.
When I see everything in the world is going downward, things don't last forever. Things break.
Yes.
They fall apart.
Yes.
They decay.
Yes.
Everything in the world is going away. But your word,
yes.
Praise God.
It is settled.
Yes. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you.
Are something that I have said to you.
Why?
Something that was preached to you.
Why?
That now is it the time for it to come forth. And whatever you have that you can sit at meal with God, bring something. If it's just water,
yes.
let him bring the bread. And you sit there and you feast with the manna from heaven and live. What has the Lord said that is in your bones that you want to need at a time when there is no one else to help? Are you going to sup with the Lord? Are you going to handle every word, not let anything slip? Are you going to handle what has been preached to you? It's been said to you. You ought to know I am the Lord. When I open, how are you assured of that? It has been preached to your bones. Now, handle it.
Yes.
Touch it.
Thank you, Lord.
Walk with it. Have faith in God.
Yes.
That every word is not idle. Mm-hmm. Is going to come to pass.
Yes.
And you better be prepared for it. You better hope and pray that you have done everything he asked you to do, so when he knocks on your door, you already have the sign of the blood on your doorpost.
Yeah, it is God.
It is time now to handle the words of life. The words that have been preached to you are life. It is told you, the Lord said, I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So when the Holy Ghost comes and fill you with himself, he's ironing out spots and wrinkles, cleaning it up, getting it ready, and you got to help it. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. That's what you cry out. Do you think he will hear a plea to help me, Lord, and he don't come to your aid? He said, these are the words that I spake with you while I was with you. I gave you something that you're going to need when I'm gone.
That all things.
All things are going to be fulfilled. What did I tell you? What did I preach to you? What did I say to you that I'm going to do for you?
Which were written in the law of Moses.
Whatever was told of Moses.
And in the prophets.
Whatever the prophets have prophesied concerning the church.
And in the Psalms.
Whatever the songs you have sung.
Concerning me.
And it was between me and you. I'm going to fulfill. But you and I must come to an agreement. I believe you can do it.
Yes,
thank you. Do you believe I can do it?
Yes.
You got to handle the words of life, because you're walking down here with death, and death can encompass, death can take you, death can smother you. But if you believe in God, you say, I have died once.
Yes.
I went down in water and buried.
Yes.
And I came up walking.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Now handle that life.
Yes.
Handle the life that after your resurrection, that is going to stay with you until you go to the clouds. Why? Something has been preached. Something has been spoken to you that's going to make your bones quake. They can lay in a grave a billion years, but when it's time, the angel that has watch over you is going to say, wait. And the grave won't be able to hold you, because you already told death, where is your sting? Where is your victory over me? I walk in life. I'm going from this life to life everlasting. I'm going to bypass death. Because if I'm walking and the Lord comes, this body's going to poof, and the next one's going to be immediate. And I'm going to catch those saints that were dead, and I'm going to go to the clouds with them. Handle. Ponder something in your heart that you heard. Talk to God about something. Say, I don't know how you're going to make my bones live again. Let's have a conversation about it, because I don't understand what you're going to do.
Then he opened their understanding.
Then, hallelujah. Something happened to me in my dreams.
Yes.
In my sleep, when sleep fall upon me.
Yes.
And God can get in and get his instructions.
Yes.
And this is what I'm going to do.
Yes.
You and God, it's you and him that are having this conversation. Nobody else is involved. And the host is just standing back saying, that's you and God. Y'all go for it.
Yes.
Y'all on the 50-yard line, and all we're looking at is you
and God.
Now, who's going to win this? My God, there's a battle going on the 50-yard line. Who's going to win? And you're going to fight the flesh to stay with God. You're going to fight the good fight of faith and the host of heaven. When you win this victory, they will begin to rejoice because you will not let your faith go down to the pit and say, I don't believe. You got to handle the words of life, the things that are going to make you live again, the thing that's going to make you good, the thing that's going to do all the things that are possible with God. You must handle that. You got to touch it. You got to put it in your heart. You got to bury it. You got to water it. You got to nurture it. You got to come every now and then and say, Lord, I'm feeling good, and I thank you. You feel the most awful day you ever had. You say, Lord, I feel good. My soul is satisfied. You got to talk to him when the danger of the world is trying to overtake it. You got to go beyond all of that and say, Lord, I still believe that you are able. Even if it's the back of God you're looking at, and he won't turn around to you. Say, I know it's you, and I still believe, and I'm not going to let you go until I'm blessed. You got to make that enemy flee.
Yes.
He's not going to flee. He knows your heart too. He's not going to flee. He said, you're going to sit here and talk to me. He said, but it was put in my bones. I don't have anything to say to the enemy.
Lord,
I'm looking at you. And all I see is I see men, hallelujah, like trees. But what I need you to do is come and touch me.
Again.
Yes. Come and grab me again.
Yes.
Don't let me just go down to it.
Yes.
Come on, touch me again so my sight
yes.
can be clear.
Yes.
But when you start handling the words of life,
yes.
he opens up your understanding
yes. that, yes. that the scriptures
were open to you.
Yes.
And when the books come off on the shelf and come and open up and you begin to read the words of life, handle them.
And he said unto them, thus it is written.
Thus it is written.
And thus it behoved Christ to suffer.
All the things that have happened to us.
And to rise from
is all common to man.
The third day.
But here come on the third day what he told you was going to happen.
And that repentance
and the remission
and remissions of sins should be preached in his name among all nations.
Somebody heard him.
Beginning at Jerusalem.
And when the church was about to start, souls were sitting there ready because they heard him, they believed him, and they did what he said.
Amen.
And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem.
What was this promise?
Until you be endued with power from
on high. You thought he was going to leave you powerless?
No.
He gave you more power
yes.
than is in the world.
Yes.
How then can the world overpower you when you are more powerful
than the world?
Than the world.
Yes.
You have to submit.
Flip the switch.
Flip the switch. You have to give it power over you. And that is a fool that will let the world control something that controls the world. Greater is he that is
in you. And in the world. In you.
You see what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Now, if you can handle that, if you can sup with that, if you can converse with that, what do you think your life would be when simple things come to try to get you off? You'll notice it right away. He said, you know his devices.
Yeah.
You know what he's trying to do. You won't let it. Greater
is he.
Is the thing that is in you.
Yes.
Amen.
That is what's in the world. When you begin to now handle the words of life and all the things that God said he's going to do to turn you from darkness to light. Philippians. Second chapter. Starting at the 13th verse, and let me conclude. I need your mind to make a conscious switch to tell yourself when you are weak, you say,
I'm strong.
Look how God did that. And you just say, you wait till you get weak. And then you forget to say it. And you just stay and let the enemy ride and ride and ride. He don't even pay the fare. He just ride. And it takes you so long to come to yourself and say, finally say something like, Lord, have mercy. And here come mercy. He said, you could have had this days ago, but you didn't ask.
Amen.
You are the one that can command the God of heaven to do something. You can tell somebody, you're going to go over there and Putin will grab you and say, Putin ain't going to bother me. The Lord is going to go ahead of me and make my way safe. What did you just do to the problems and issues? You set it aside. And you're going to go in faith, believe it. How many times have I been on an airplane and before I go, I have a thing I say. Now, unto him.
Yeah.
I ain't saying they ever keep all these heathens from falling. I ain't thinking about the heathens on the plane.
Amen, amen.
Because one time I was on the plane with an atheist. He said, I don't believe in God. I said, you don't? I said, we talked about it. And that plane dropped 10,000 feet. The first thing out of that atheist's mouth was, Jesus. Excuse me? The rest of the flight was, why did that come out? They know who they need in a time of trouble.
Yeah.
All that other talk. I had already gone ahead. Told the Lord to make the way safe when lightning hit the plane. And I'm sitting there watching it go, hitting the wings. I didn't bother. Bloop, bloop. Kept on going. I told the Lord, I believe if this plane go down, I'm going to take my coat and use it as a parachute. I was just that crazy. I said, I'm going to go to the door. While they fall, I'm going to open the door. I'm going to have a parachute. I believe God. And I'm trying to show you by the word of God, everybody that believed in their story was written. They got everything that they desired of God.
Amen.
Yours is being written on the table of your heart. Oh, yeah. And you don't think the Lord is going to do it?
Yes, he will.
Don't ask. If you don't want it, don't ask. But if you ask him, and he comes back and says, do you believe I can do it?
Yes.
And it's time for you and him to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Say, yes, I believe. He said, then your faith. Now you're talking. See, your faith. What did my faith did what? Made me whole. Everything I've asked for because I believe it shall be given to me. And trouble will come and try to turn your mind into doubt. But you have power.
Thank you, Lord.
Over that voice that's trying to turn you into doubt.
Yes, Lord.
You can speak and say it loose here.
Yes,
and it's going to and your faith is going to stay intact, ready for the next thing.
Yes, Lord.
Because you say, I'm determined to go through. You're going to get a song. You're going to get something in your heart. Something is going to come to your mind from that which was preached, and it's going to deliver you from the present situation. Because you're going to handle the words of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And when I give you, as the Lord came among them and said, peace be unto you, I come among you today to give you, he said, the words that I speak, they are life. So if I can say to you, live, just live, what are you going to do?
Live.
Go from there in life.
Life perpetual. Yes.
You need to handle what I'm telling you. You got to touch what I'm telling you. You shall not die. You shall live. Death won't know you. You live. If you give me the wind, if you give me the ghost, if you give me your spirit, I'm going to have a conversation and we're going to talk. When I get in trouble, I'm going to talk to you and tell you I know you're able. And when my body is going down, I'm going to say my soul, it is well. I'm going to have something to say to you if you give me of yourself. I'm going to handle now what is in me. The Holy Ghost is abiding in my soul. I got to handle that thing that wakes me every morning. I got to handle that thing that gives me the strength that I can walk and my body is in pain, but there's something in me that's holding me saying, just go on a little further. Go on. Go on. Go on. I'm handling life. When death is trying to take a hold and turn me from God, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging.
For it is God.
For it is God that worketh.
Which worketh in you both to will.
Listen,
and to do.
Just don't take this for words on a page. Make this more than words on a page.
For it is God.
Will you believe it? What is working in you? What is making you say, I'm going on the plane if I got to go by myself? I don't care what they say. I'm going on in the name of the Lord. I'm going to go on in the name of the Lord. I'm moving on in the name of the Lord. Something in you. You got to handle what you've heard. The Lord will now in you work his will. And
to do.
You begin to do it.
It's good pleasure.
The things that are good to him for you, he will do them. Why? You ask him to. A husband came home to his wife. He said, honey, I want this job, but I'm not qualified. He said, will you pray and ask God to give it to me? She said, why don't we pray and ask God to give it to you? The job he wanted, he didn't get. He got the job over everybody. He got the head job. God worked the will this relationship that's going on is where the Holy Ghost and you are having a conversation. The Lord is not doing anything and you're oblivious to it. The Lord is doing all these things, you're not even paying it no mind. Not so. You're watching even with the trees blowing in the wind.
Thank you.
You're feeling a breeze come by.
Yes. Thank you.
And you said, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. You got to think that when you had your little mushy, them little things here that take over these aliens, they're in you an alien. And you don't know how they're going to turn out. You don't know how. You don't know whether you got a serial killer or worse. You don't know what it is. When you start praying, they say, oh, ma'am, you're pregnant. You say, oh, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus, help me. Everything changed about you. You start thinking about that baby. That's what it is with God. Once you got baptized, once you got the Holy Ghost, you became a baby, and it became this thing of God in his womb about you and him.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you grow up and say, what was the will of God concerning me? Then look over your life. Because I checked some things last night. I asked one question of the wife. And she said, oh, you'll see him tomorrow. I said, isn't he working 3 or 4 jobs? Like, she said, oh, no, no, no. You haven't heard? No. He got 1 job. Really? And when she said, wait, what? I said, how do you get that? They don't get young things like this. Those are the seasoned people that get those positions. But God gave it to him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's like, well, sir, that's a good thing. Because he told me I'll work 3 or 4 jobs to give her what she wants. And that sounds like God, doesn't it? Have you noticed that God works overtime? He never sleeps and he never slumber to give you what you want. Most of us go down with a laundry list. Lord, I need, I want. And thank you don't even come up. How often do you turn around and say, babe, thank you? You worked in 3, 4 jobs. Thank you. He said, no, it was my reasonable service. But have you noticed that God has given you the things that you ask for? Because you have handled the words of life and you're handling it right now. Hearing me.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You need to be thankful.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes it's just, I don't need a thing.
Yes.
I'm in need of
nothing.
Amen. And Sister Leonard, I told them I went to the Holy Temple Church and got the best thing they had.
Yes. Yes.
I don't come out with nothing but the best.
Yes.
They turned and turned for 40, 50 years and the butter came to the top. I just went in and said, I left everything else. And everything that's left said, we can't talk to you. That's fine. I got the butter. What else left? The other stuff can be discarded. They call me periodically and say, you know, I think about Elder Martin. I said, you do? I said, well, call him. I'm going to call him and never do. No. The best thing they had going, and they told me, you got the best. I know it. The best only belongs to God. The best is you. And you have to count what God has done in your life as his will and his due, and he's worthy of praise for that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For it is God that worketh in you the will and do of his good pleasure.
Amen.
Do all things.
You now do all things without
murmuring.
Stop murmuring.
Yes.
And disputing.
Disputing.
That you may be blameless and harmless.
Yes.
The sons of God.
You have to act as to who you are because you have the Holy Ghost.
Without
you are now the sons of God.
Without rebuke.
Without rebuke.
In the midst of a crooked and perverse.
In the midst of this world, you can't be crooked.
Among whom you shine as
you
light,
shine
as
in
light,
this world
as lights.
As lights.
In the world.
Yes,
and I need you to handle that.
Yes, Lord.
I need you to be that.
Yes, Lord.
I need that to be your billboard.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, come on.
Holding forth the word of life.
I need you to now hold now the words of life.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ.
That I
know this. Rejoice.
This is a detour. I'll be right back.
Yes.
This is what happened when the little children trying to get around Jesus.
Yes.
And people like him.
Yes.
Stop grabbing them. Yes. Slinging them and throwing them around.
Suffer the little children.
He said, what do you say?
Suffer the little children. Suffer.
You just have to suffer this.
Yes.
He said, see how he said no? That same spirit was in the church before. It ain't going nowhere. It's been in the church all these ages. The children just want to go to Jesus. They just want to be free. They don't want people grabbing them and stuff. And he said, suffer them to come unto me. And the deacon said, well, he ain't coming to you. He's going around everywhere else. But I just wanted to bring to your attention, when kids were just moving around, grown people like him said, oh, he's disturbing. He's not disturbing me. Not at all. You might be doing something silly. But he isn't. Why? He's a child. But his father said, I have to bring him up to be respectful. I get all of that. But when Jesus says, suffer them to come, where did he come?
After you.
Came right here. Did his dance, glorify God, and went on back.
Yes.
He wanted to come back from both, but not the dad. He said, grab it. Handle those words now.
Mm-hmm.
Off the detour, we get back on the road. Yes, Elder.
That you may be blameless.
That you might be blameless.
And harmless.
Harmless.
The sons of God.
You could be the sons of God.
Without rebuke.
Nobody can condemn you.
In the midst of a crooked and perverse.
Here you are, the light that's shining in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation of folk.
Among whom you shine as lights in the world.
Can you imagine this? And God selected you to shine and not have darkness in you? And you don't want to converse with light? You don't want to talk with light? The things in the world are more important to you than walking in the light of it. You turn your light down to be with your friends. You turn your light off. Because you don't want them to know you're a Christian. You don't want them to know when you're not sober that you are not a Christian. So you turn your light off. How's God going to connect with you and you got... He said, there is no darkness in him at all. Come on. I want to get to this point.
Holding forth the word of life.
Hold now the word of life.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ.
That I, here's the man of God now talking. Everything written in here ain't for you. This part ain't. This is me. I need you to hold forth what I've given you so that I can rejoice that my work that I'm doing in you is not in vain.
Neither labored in vain.
My gospel has to quicken somebody's frame from mortal to immortality. Somebody's going to remember the words that I preached and they're going to bring it to mind when they need it. Say, Lord, I know you're able. The man of God said you were
Amen. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need you to handle.
Yes.
When I told you, let that body be a sacrifice for sin, but you let your soul be God's Sabbath and God can rest from labor trying to get evil folk to turn to him. You said, I've already turned. You don't have to do any more, but just say, just bless me. Just keep me. All you got to do now is rest, because when you rest on me, Lord, all your words are going to come to pass. Not one tittle of it is going to fail, because it's in me. When he said, I'm coming back for a church, it's in you. And when he comes, it's going to everything he said he's going to do is already in you. It's going to happen. So I pray that you will handle the words of life and be thankful to God that you've heard the truth preached in its fullness. Yes.
Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifices and the service of your faith,
if I have to be a sacrifice
and service of your
faith. And in service of what you believe.
I joy.
I'm going to have joy. Because I know how you got there.
And
I know when I hear you say, I thank God for my first breath that made me a living soul.
Yes.
I thank God for the Holy Ghost that came and he breathed on me and I received the Spirit. And I know for an assurance that when he breathed one more time, because Ezekiel saw those bones standing and God breathed on them and they went on to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
I know that breath is coming.
Yes.
I can be a sacrifice for that faith because I know where you got it.
Yes.
For the same cause also for you joy.
This same cause.
And rejoice
you,
with me.
I'm having a conversation with you. You and I are going to rejoice.
But I trust in the Lord Jesus.
But I trust
in the Lord Jesus.
I trust
in the Lord Jesus.
That when you leave here, if you can't remember nothing more than I said, remember the little boy dancing. If you don't remember anything else, remember a child danced before the Lord on the altar of God. And when you remember that, handle that.
Yes.
And be thankful for that. Yes.
But I trust in the Lord.
I trust in God.
To send Timotheus shortly.
That something is going to come to you. Someone is going to be sent to you.
That I also may be of good comfort.
That I'm going to have comfort.
When I know your state.
When I know you're all right.
For I have no man
like-minded. Because your faith is settled now. And all we have to do is send someone. And they search out and say, how are you today? And you'll say, it is well. Well. Handle then the things that God send to you to bring you, keep you, establish you. And all the talents, when you get ready to wait, that it'll be equal. And he said, Lord, I can do a little more than this. And you take it and you walk out in the world and bring God usury on everything that he's ever done for you. You'll begin to shine and your light won't go dim. You will be able to get usury from heaven. Heaven will make you shine brighter than the sun and the stars, and your garment will be dipped in blood and come out white. You, because you believed God, handle what he said to you. Talk to him about what you heard. If there's trouble that's trying to destroy something of yours, turn your face to the wall and you tell God, I did all I could do. I need you to be the greatest equalizer and make it all right. I give it to you. I cast my bread. I cast it on the water. This child, the only child I have, I'm going to put it in a basket because I don't want the world to destroy my seed. I will put it up on the weeds in the water and let you carry it. And wherever it ends up, I'm going to be thankful because I know you will go with it if I cast it upon the waters. God himself took that woman's sacrifice and put it into the highest house in the world.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And kept it.
Thank you, Lord.
You have to handle the words of life. And whatever it is you want from God, Ask, believe it, and not doubt it. You shall be saved.
Yes, Lord.
If you keep in memory these things that I have preached to your bones.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And you tell, don't be in my bones. You come for the church and they go to the sky. Take my bones with you. Handle now the words of life. For what I have given you.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.